إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. We are talking about the qualities of the strangers, and yesterday we mentioned the quality of concern for others. Now this concern is not a passive concern of just being or feeling something, but it is reflected in the next quality, which is activism, to actually do something about this concern. And the way in which the Quran expresses it is, the Quran calls those people who have this concern as the best of people, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, that you are the best of people who have been extracted and selected for the benefit of mankind. Ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. And what is your job? Your job is this activism. This activism to enjoin and encourage everything which is good and beneficial, and to forbid everything which is evil and which causes loss. And you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this activism, the willingness to do something about it, is to do something about the good and to do something about the evil. This is the next quality of the strangers. Because evil spreads not because of the effort of a few people who are focused towards spreading that evil, but because of the passiveness and the passivity and the lethargy and the inertia of the vast majority. Evil does not spread only because, or even because, not only only, but even because some people want it to happen. It happens because a vast majority of people do nothing about it. They just sit quietly. If you talk to them in their drawing rooms, in their at an individual level, they will even speak again. They'll say, yeah, this is wrong, this is bad. Today, if we talk to most people, I don't know, I can probably safely say all people of any religion, any country, any nationality, they will invariably tell us that society is corrupt, that society is bad, that there is so much of evil, that there are this is wrong, that is wrong, and so on and so on. Constant complaint, no matter where you go, this is the complaint, and this, I have seen this across the world when I travel. There is not a single person of any nationality, any religion, who says that Alhamdulillah, or the equivalent of Alhamdulillah, that society is good and, you know, I am very happy with the environment. Nobody. Then why is it so bad? If everybody doesn't like it, why is the environment bad? I mean, that's a logical question. If everyone doesn't like something, it should change. But it doesn't change because people don't do anything. Just sitting around and not liking something, or sitting around and just liking something, doesn't make it happen. If you like something, you have to put your money, you have to put your effort, you have to put your energy, you have to put your talent where your mouth is. And so also for not liking. So Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar is a very classic hallmark of the Muslim and of the strangers to whom Jannah has been promised. And that is the reason why in the famous hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that when you see any evil, he said, stop it with your hand. And if you are unable to do that, then speak against it. And if you are unable to do even that, then this is a sign. And then he said, in which case, then hate it in your heart. And this third condition of neither doing something against it, not even speaking about it, but simply disliking it in your heart, he said, this is a sign of the weakness of your iman. So if you look at it, he is giving you only two options. Either stop it with your hand or speak out against it. Because the third one is not an option. The third one is a sign of weakness of faith, that you see something evil, but you don't stop it and you don't speak against it, and you only dislike it in your heart. Now what about those of us who not only don't stop it, we don't speak against it, Allah knows what is in our heart, but we participate in it. And then we complain and we say, well, ab kya karna saab? What shall I do? This is society. I mean, if you see the number of things, social evils that are happening, there is no shortage of people. When did you last see an ostentatious wedding in which nobody came? Because people are against ostentatious weddings. The same ostentatious wedding, however, you will find that it will be well attended, and then the next day, a lot of those people or all those people will talk against it. They will say, what was the need for all this? Did you see what this happened, that happened, they did this, they did that. So first you do something, you participate in something which is evil, and next day you do something which is haram, which is ghibah, because that is ghibah. See how shaitan takes us on a different track. So you should have tried to stop it. If you could not stop it, you should have spoken against it. If you could not speak against it, at least you should have abstained and not gone there. Now, you did not do any of these three things. You participated in the evil thing. And then on top of that, now you make ghibat, which is even haram. So, Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar is a very, very critical aspect of Islam. And today, if you look at any evil that spreads, it is because of the absence of these two things. Because of the absence of Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar. In Islamic societies, Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar is actually made one of the branches of governance. It is part of the responsibility of the state to ensure that there is Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar. So, in a Muslim state, this would be part also of the government's responsibility. But forget the government, it is an individual responsibility of every Muslim, every single one of us. And Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar also, I want to in conclusion say that it is not restricted only to religious affairs. For example, Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar is not restricted only to how you worship and what you do in the masjid and so on and so forth. It extends to every aspect of society. Every single aspect of society. For example, just to give you a simple example, you find advertising, right, billboards and other kinds of advertising, television advertising for example, where people use women as objects to attract attention to sell their products. So you have women in a state of undress, and these women are used to sell anything from biscuits to motorcycles to cars to sofa sets to furniture to all kinds of things. Now, and some of those ads are very provocative in terms of the kind of picture, in terms of the ad copy that is written and so on. Now, I don't know of any decent human being who actually likes these ads. People object and they don't like them and so on. But how many times have we seen Muslims actually actively participating in protesting against this? How many times did we see Muslims, for example, writing letters to the editors, for example? That's absolutely the bare minimum. I don't know whether that even helps, but at least something to show that you did something. And even more at a bigger level, maybe have a symposium, have a meeting to say, what shall we do about these kinds of ads? How can we protest collectively to the company which is using these ads, saying these ads are discriminatory, these ads are sexist, these ads are anti-women? Because how is an ad like that is anti-women? That ad is dehumanizing and it is humiliating the woman. So how many times have we seen this? I mean, I'm not even talking about Muslims going out in procession against, you know, Muslims in favor of women's rights. Women's rights is this. People like to say Islam is against women's rights. How is Islam against women's rights when Islam insists that a woman must be treated with dignity and must not be treated as a sex object? This is pro-women or anti-women? I mean, what logic is that? But the reason is because we don't present it like that. We don't present it like that. So therefore, we get stuck in this post. So therefore, the point I want to make is that Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar is not restricted to religious matters. It extends to every aspect of our society. And therefore, it is very important for the Muslim, for the strangers, and we are talking about those who were promised Jannah by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we look at ourselves and say, how am I distinguishing myself as a stranger in the society? Somebody who stands out for what is good, and somebody who stands up against what is evil, and who tries to stop it with his hand, and if he can't do that, he tries to stop it with his tongue by speaking against it, and who makes the effort, collects the people in order to ensure that society is around him, and society in which he lives is pure, it is pious, it is good, it is moral, it is ethical, it is safe for everybody. This is the effort of the Muslim. And that is why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that even in a society which is evil, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala does not send his azab on them until there are people who are doing Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. So until there is somebody who is doing this, until there is somebody who is making some effort to stop the evil, Allah does not send his azab on such a society, even though it is evil. But when that effort stops, then the azab of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala comes and Allah destroys them. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to enable us to be among those people who are a source of khair, who are a source of benefit for themselves and for all those among whom they live. And we ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to make us stand out on the basis of these beautiful qualities of Islam, so that we may be recognized as Muslims, and we may be recognized as Muslims in this dunya, and recognized as Muslims before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمُ